This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome to the studio Brian Bills, one of Albemarle County's best and brightest. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Happy Friday to you.
Friday, yes, indeed.
Before we went on the air, you said that you're headed to a ping pong tournament.
Yeah, I love playing ping pong. So after this, I'm going to go over and hit around with some friends. It's a weekly thing we've got.
But it's not like Forrest Gump ping pong. It's just sort of friendly ping pong.
I come in second, though, usually. Usually, I won once, but gotta get better.
Brian, of course, was the subject of a recent article in the Daily Progress under the title Teen Tackles Grassroots Political Campaigning, which is was a complete profile of Brian, extremely positive profile, and wanted to have you in because I read it and I thought, oh my goodness, this is an incredibly remarkable human being.
And I was very flattered.
And you are how old?
I just turned 18 recently. I haven't voted in an election yet, but I'm excited to.
You will have that opportunity this fall, I guess, right here in Virginia. Where's the best place to begin, you think? You really turned this common belief that young people just don't give a damn and don't really care, and they're busy with their iPods and their MTV and whatever, and they don't really they're not paying attention, number one, and if they do, they don't care, number two. You turn all of that on its head, and you really do show. You tell us about this club that you started at CHS, what it is, the beginnings of it, we're talking about almost 200 people here that you put together.
Yep. Well, a little over two years ago now, right before the 2004 elections, some friends and I got together and we realized that we need to find some way of, you know, getting our fellow students involved. And so we talked about creating a club and, you know, kind of talked it over for a while. Nothing was happening. So eventually I ended up just collecting email addresses and telling people, you know, we're going to start a Democratic club, you know? And we ended up calling ourselves the Young Liberals. I could speak on that for hours if you wanted, but Young Liberals at Charlottesville High School, and now there were two other groups already there at Albemarle and at St. Anne's Belfield, and there are now two more groups at Monticello High School and at Western Albemarle High School. So it's a five high school consortium, sort of.
That started with an idea that you had. To mobilize young people to start getting involved.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, like I said, the clubs at Albemarle and St. Anne's Belfield were around before us, but we kind of organized, you know, and started getting together as a group.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, why Young Liberals? Because, of course, there's conservatives listening who are thinking that the public school system has polluted your brain into making you want to be a liberal and thinking that there's anything correct about that thinking and that you need we need to fix you somehow so that you think correctly.
Well, there aren't very many people these days, it seems, who are willing to accept the word liberal anymore. And I think that's really sad because when you look up liberal in a dictionary, it means broad-minded, it means tolerant, it means open to change, willing to consider reforms. These are all, my question is, who isn't a liberal when you really look at it, you know? And so we realized that we don't always, you know, agree with the Democratic Party on every single thing, but basically we can describe ourselves as being liberal, as being broad-minded and tolerant and, you know, looking to change things.
I remember last year at the book festival, the Sorensen Institute brought Rick Hertzberg to town of Hendrik Hertzberg of the New Yorker, and he told the audience, he said, of course I'm a liberal and I'm proud to call myself a liberal, versus a progressive. He said, you know, the progressives, that's about progress. Liberal is about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about the very thing that this country was founded on, the whole idea of democracy.
And so many people don't seem to realize that anymore. You know, people run away from this word liberal. Oh, I'm not a liberal. I'm a progressive, you know. And I just don't understand that on some level.
We're talking with Brian Bills. Just turned 18. You're headed to Yale. Is that right?
Well, I've been accepted early action to Yale University, but I've also applied to Georgetown and to a couple other places like that. So I'm very excited about Yale, but I still haven't made any final decisions.
Now, tell us about the club. What exactly do y'all do, the Young Liberals Club?
Well, until November, we usually focus on campaign work. So back in 2005, we made about 26,000 phone calls for the Tim Kaine campaign. And then this year, I did some calculations, and we did 3,500 volunteer hours or so for the Jim Webb and Al Weed campaigns. And one of the fun things about looking at that, one of the things that had really motivated me to get involved in the campaign work was after 2005, Senator Creed Eads was running for Attorney General, Democrat, and lost by 323 votes. And there are some 200 people in the Young Liberals. And so if every single person in the Young Liberals had changed just one voter's mind, that would have been the difference between Creedeads being elected and not being elected. So that was really kind of a fire under me. So that's one of the reasons we do so much with campaigns. But like I said, 3,500 volunteer hours for Jim Webb and Al Weed. And if you figure that each volunteer hour is about two and a half votes, then Jim Webb won by about a little over 7,000 votes. So that's the margin of victory right there. So we get really excited about campaigns. And then after that, we went to Pro-Choice Lobby Day this year, just a couple weeks ago over in Richmond, organized by Planned Parenthood and NARAL and stuff like that. And we brought about 80 or 90 students to that. And we do other stuff. We do campaign trainings. A couple weeks ago, we had a panel on what it means to be a liberal in the Gravity Lounge. And we just kind of do what comes up.
What does it mean, Brian?
To be a liberal to me really means that you sort of believe in the value of community. Conservatives have this kind of, in my opinion, often depressing view that everyone should just look after themselves and then the whole world will work out if you just look after yourself and don't worry about the other people. And, you know, there's some basis to that, you know, behind capitalism and whatnot. But liberals believe that we can help each other. And that, in my opinion, is sort of the most fundamental precept.
We're talking with Brian Bills, of the president of the Young Liberals Club at Charlottesville High School. What is it you think that conservatives don't understand about liberals? Because I'll promise you this: they think you hate America, they think you want the terrorists to win, they think you want more buildings to come down. Is that true?
Oh, I think that part of that is just really the conservative rhetoric. I think when you actually talk to politicians, you know, Republicans, Democrats actually get along when they know each other better than they sort of appear to and better than they speak. So I think a lot of that's the rhetoric. And I think that, you know, conservatives and liberals agree on some fundamental stuff. We don't like the terrorists. We do like America. You know, we like apple pie and baseball. But there's a disconnect sort of on the best way to go about doing things. You know, I don't think that torturing suspects is a good way to get information or is a moral thing to do. And conservatives sometimes do think that that's, you know, the best way to go about prosecuting the war on terror. So, you know, it's not so much a disagreement as to where we're going. It's a disagreement about how to get there.
And it's not because you love the terrorists and you don't want the terrorists to hurt.
No,
it's because studies and science shows that you don't get reliable information.
Exactly.
That way.
And I think that there really is some common ground. For example, I was talking about a pro-choice lobby day in Richmond. What we were lobbying for, the motto is put prevention first. Prevention should be something that both sides can agree on, because when you prevent the unintended pregnancies, you reduce the number of abortions, and everyone can be happy about that. So there's really some common ground that I think is being lost in this rhetoric that you were talking about, this rhetoric of liberals hate America, you know, they just want the terrorists to win. I think that this rhetoric is sort of beginning to lose the common ground that we can find.
We're talking with Brian Bills, the president of the Young Liberals Club at Charlottesville High School. A quick break. We'll be right back. This is Charlottesville right now. We're talking with Brian Bills of the of Charlottesville High School. He's president of the Young Liberals Club. What are your thoughts on Virginia's newest senator, Jim Webb, who looks like he's gotten into a bit of a scuffle with Condoleezza Rice?
I think he's much better than his alternative. And just the other day I was reading, you know, a list of Republican presidential candidates, and George Allen wasn't on there, and I was very happy about that. But I think he's a really genuine guy, and you don't see that in politics very much these days. But one of the things about him is that he's not really a politician, and that worried me at first, you know, because it would make him harder to be elected if he doesn't, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. But now that he's in office, I'm so glad that we have somebody like that, you know, in Washington representing us.
Do you think he's really a Democrat, or do you think he's sort of his own thing?
I think he fits into the liberal mold, you know, in various ways. If you listen to one of his biggest issue probably is the sort of the populist thing, you know, I've heard him time beyond time say, you know, this stat about how now the CEOs make 400 times what their workers make in a, you know, for salaries. And so I think that he has this sort of populist bent to him that the Democratic Party sometimes has lost. And I think that's a good thing to have back.
Yeah. And there's a lot of folks out there. Chris Gates, of course, the former head of the National Civic League, who's a good friend, and we have him on this program occasionally. That's one of his arguments, is that's where both the right and the left need to go in their own ways, because they both have a populist bent to them. They both need to rediscover their populism to save democracy.
Yeah.
What's your take on the administration?
Well, I'm not the biggest fan, as you could probably guess, but
I did guess that.
I would say that the biggest disappointment for me in our president has been this kind of abdication of leadership. I hear his speeches. I listened to his second inaugural address, parts of it, and just got so excited because when you listen to it, it's about bringing freedom to the world and these great ideals and these great words. And he talks about energy independence and making America, you know, be independent of foreign fuel. And these are ideas that I agree with 100%. And then I see what he does. And it just, there's no connection anymore. And the sad thing to me is that when people say it and mean it now, I'm worried nobody's going to believe them because they're going to be like, we've heard that five times and look at what, you know, nothing's happened. So I think that's really sad. And the other thing that really disappoints me is if you look at September 12th, 2001, a French newspaper, Le Monde, ran an article with the headline, Tout le monde est américain aujourd'hui. Everyone is an American today. The entire world was behind us. All of America was behind the president. He could have asked for anything, anything from the American people. And all he asked for was for us to go do more shopping and to give us tax
breaks. Go to the mall.
You know? And to me, that is just such a wasted opportunity. He could have asked that we be independent of Saudi oil, you know? And Americans would have said, okay, I will not buy that SUV. You know? There was this consolidation of national sentiment, and it was just put to waste, in my opinion.
Everybody was sort of waiting to hear, how are we going to fight back? How are we going to beat the terrorists? And he said, go shopping.
Yeah. Nothing was asked from the American people. And the American people are such... So capable, and it's just wasted, I think. So that's probably my biggest disappointment.
One of Charlottesville's best and brightest, Brian Bills, just turned 18, and he's president of the Young Liberals Club at Charlottesville High School and headed to, well, we don't know where you're headed, Yale, Georgetown, not quite sure yet.
We'll see.
You mentioned off air that you're headed to see Barack Obama, who we expect to announce his run tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow, right. 11 o'clock, I believe he's going to make the announcement.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to see him in Richmond. He's coming for the Jefferson Jackson Dinner, which is the annual Democratic Party of Virginia fundraiser. And a friend of mine who now works for the Democratic Party had reserved us a table. So the Young Liberals are going. There are 10 of us who are headed over to Richmond for the day on Saturday. And I'm really excited to see him. I really think he's what the Democratic Party needs these days.
Brian, what do you hear your friends, among the friends that you hang out with, your fellow teenagers here in our community? Mm-hmm. What are they saying about politics? So what are they happy with, and what disturbs them?
It really depends on who you ask. I think that the importance of the Daily Show the Daily Show effect sort of can't be underestimated. I think there are a lot of people who are really interested in politics, but are just kind of turned off by the disconnect that I was talking about between, you know, words and actions and so on and so forth. And so when you have these people who kind of make fun of that, you know, people are interested in politics, but they get frustrated sometimes. So, you know, the other thing is high schoolers are rarely taken seriously in the political world. And that's one of the great things about the Young Liberals, in my opinion, is we've kind of become a venue for people to take high schoolers more seriously. And I think when you start treating us like we can do stuff, we start showing you what we can do, you know? So I think that high schoolers are one of the most underestimated groups in politics.
Brian Bills, going places right here from Charlottesville. You heard about it here first on News Radio 1070 WINA. Congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. All right.
Brian Bills, this interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.